Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The right fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Diaz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Patterson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mark Davidson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Les Straker. And now, play ball. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gallagher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines hits a line drive beyond third. Newman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pasqua takes first base on ball four. Baines moves to second. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Baines trying to get to home. Gladden throws the ball into Laudner, who tags Baines, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Pasqua moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Manrique hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Laudner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larkin moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davidson hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Gallagher. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. 2 outs. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Newman moves to second. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hare is 0-for-1 in the game. Hare hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Newman moves to third. Gladden moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up towards first. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newman scores. Gladden scores. Hare moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Hare moves to third. 2 outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hare scores. Larkin moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk moves to third. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davidson is 0-for-1 in the game. Davidson strikes out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Newman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Hare batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hare is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hare hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Manrique batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gallagher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez moves to third. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Manrique moves to third. It's 3-2, Twins. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tom McCarthy now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti is hit by the pitch. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Gaetti moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Portugal now pitching. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Davidson. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Pasqua moves to third. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manrique hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davidson is 0-for-2 in the game. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Newman reaches second base with a double. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallagher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons bunts in front of the plate. Laudner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gallagher moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallagher scores. Lyons moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Keith Atherton now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Baines moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pasqua is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Atherton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Moorman now playing first base. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hare is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hare hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Hare reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hare moves to third. Barry Jones now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Hare scores. Puckett moves to second. 1 out. It's 7-4, White Sox. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Larkin strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing right field. Tom Nieto now catching. German Gonzalez now pitching. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gallagher is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher bunts towards the mound. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. Manrique moves to second. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Moses pinch hits for Greg Gagne. John Moses batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moses hits a line drive into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Bullock pinch hits for Tom Nieto. Eric Bullock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bullock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gladden hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Moses now playing left field. Doug Baker now playing shortstop. Brian Harper now catching. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moorman strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hare is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hare hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Lyons fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lyons. Hare moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hare scores. 1 out. It's 8-5, White Sox. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Gaetti strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Larkin moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Larkin moves to third. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for John Moses. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.